Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right. Mackie is upset that we don't have any women on the line. All the judges happen to be men.
I wouldn't say I'm upset, but Sean, Steve, Nate, Nicholas, John, ladies, were your fast fingers not working? Where are my girls at? Where are my people at?
Wide open phone lines.
Where are my people at?
Sean in Warrensburg. Hi, Sean. Are you ready to be judge number one?
Let's do this.
Okay, let us do this. Here is your category. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Your category is favorite concert that you've ever experienced live.
Ooh.
Okay. You ready?
You betcha.
Here is song number one. Ooh, that's a good one. Fleetwood Mac, You Can Go Your Own Way. All right. Here is song number two, Sean. Here is song number two, Sean.
The Sound of Silence.
Yeah, here I'll do.
Number.
Ooh, Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. And here is song number three. All right, so Sean, we need you to give us an answer. Who had the best song? This is for favorite concert that you've ever experienced live. Fleetwood Mac, Queen, or Bruce Springsteen?
Coming in hot with all three hard hitters. I'm going to have to go with Fleetwood Mac.
Ooh. I'm sorry, Sean. Could you say that one more time out loud for the people in the back?
Oh, I don't know. Am I not female enough for you? Fleetwood Mac.
Sean,
wow,
that was my choice. Sean, for the win!
Michael Mackey has his first ever win in mixtape.
Oh, snap, Sean.
Wow.
Thank you, Sean.
Steve in Olathe.
Hi, Steve.
Steve, hello.
Hi. Hello.
Here is your category, my friend. Best song for the summer at any time from any generation. Okay?
All right.
Best song for the summer, anytime, any generation. Here is song number one. Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. Alan Jackson.
That is a good one.
That is a good one. Alan Jackson's Summertime Blues. Here is song number two. Oh, we're dropping Pink right now. Better get the party started. And here is song number three. All right. So we've got Alan Jackson, Summertime Blues, Pink, Get the Party Started, and The Fresh Prince, Summertime. What is your verdict?
You know, had that been the original version of Summertime Blues, that would have won by a landslide, but I'm going to have to go with Pink.
Oh my.
Steve.
Oh my, we have seen something we've never seen before.
Steve, I'm sorry, what? One more time?
Do you have two now?
Steve, I have two now! Steve!
Oh my God. Wow.
Winning!
Michael Mackey is pulling a Marty Wall.
Winning.
Also, thank you, Steve. I did not realize that Alan Jackson's Summertime Blues was a cover. That original is nice.
It is a cover. Woo. It is a cover.
All right. All right. Okay. I just need to calm down.
Nate in Chillicothe.
Nate, do not do me wrong. Nate. All right.
Yeah, so much for the girls.
Okay. Nate, welcome. Are you ready?
I am as ready as I'll ever be.
Here is your category. What song sums up your adolescence? Okay. Oh. What song sums up your adolescence? Here we go. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. All right. Skid Row's Youth Gone Wild. All right. Here is song number two. Okay. All right. Queen's We Will Rock You. And here is song number three. Yeah.
Adolescence.
There were Skid Row's Youth Gone Wild, Queen's We Will Rock You, and Animotion Obsession.
Well, you know, I'm old enough to when I was born, the Dead Sea was only sick. So
I see what you did there, Nate.
I'm going to go with, I think Queen takes it.
Oh. Michael Mackey wins this round. First time ever.
I'll take my 1 point.
Unbelievable.
Michael Mackey with 2 points. Sam with one.
And to anybody thinking, wait a minute, how did Queen sum up the 26-year-old's childhood? This was the very first song that I ever illegally downloaded on LimeWire back in the early 2000s.
On what?
On what?
LimeWire.
Never even heard of it.
Well, that's because you weren't 14. Well, I wasn't 14 in the early 2000s, but you get my point.
Okay, the only thing I'm going to request here is that you take us out with Animotion's Obsession, because Scott did not play the chorus.
Michael Mackey with 2 points, Sam
two
with one.
2 points! Winning!
Scott winning. With zero.
Winning!
Oh, I'm sorry, is that not the song you wanted?
That is Youth Gone Wild by whatever hair metal band. Okay, still not Obsession by Animotion.
Oh, is that
for the winner?
Is that not what you wanted?
No.
Oh.
That is what I wanted. You want Obsession? I am a winner. Scott is a loser, and Sam did not do it. I am a winner. Oh, sorry. Winning.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.